This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The author Ron Kessler says he's changed his mind about President Bush. In 2000, Kessler voted for Al Gore. This time around, Kessler has decided to vote for President Bush. Kessler is the author of numerous books about the FBI, the CIA, and other topics. He's a frequent guest here on NPR, and he comes to us this morning as the author of a book called A Matter of Character, Inside the White House of George W. Bush. And he also comes to us as one of many, many voters with strong and conflicting views about this election. Good morning.
Good to be with you, Steve.
So why switch from voting against George W. Bush 4 years ago to voting for him this time?
I think, for one thing, I was taken in by some of the stereotypes of Bush, but mainly with my knowledge of the FBI and the CIA and the War on Terror, I feel I have an inside knowledge of how important Bush is in fighting the War on Terror. What's critically important is that Bush meets every morning with the head of the FBI, with the head of the CIA. He focuses them. He gives them support. He essentially is the CEO of the War on Terror. And it's not how many NSC meetings you hold, as Richard Clark was talking about, or shooting planes out of the sky once the plot's already taken place, as the 9/11 Commission kept talking about. It's penetrating those plots to begin with. And to do that, you need a strong FBI and CIA.
You talked about myths about President Bush. What are some of what you see as myths about the president?
Well, almost everything that people think about Bush, I think, is wrong. You know, he's thought of as a right-wing bigot. Well, of course, we have Condi and Colin Powell.
Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor.
Condoleezza Rice. I got into how Bush, on his own, and this is in contrast to the caricatures of his being a dimwit, even before he became governor, on his own started doing research into why kids can't read, and especially why blacks and Hispanics are having trouble reading.
But there's also a more nuanced critique of President Bush, which doesn't say that he's stupid, but that he's not curious, people will say, that he's not interested in information that contradicts his point of view. Is that at all a fair criticism of this president?
No, and you know, all I have to do is look at the fact that he has someone like Colin Powell in his cabinet. Obviously, there's a reason for that. It's because he does want to hear differing views. But journalists come up with these myths because, in part, they don't have any access to the White House. It is a very secretive White House, and they rely on second and third-hand sources. They get leaks from State Department people who don't like Bush, and they also have this liberal bias. But I was able to get inside, and what I found was that Bush operates like the best CEO. That is, he reads all the material. He asks incredibly good questions about things that people had never even thought of, and then he makes up his mind. That is really the way Bush operates.
Did you interview the president?
No, that's the one thing I didn't do, but I interviewed all the people around him, not only the brand names, Condoleezza Rice, Karl Rove, etc., but also people that no one's ever heard of, and yet they're equally influential in their own sphere.
What's an example of President Bush's character that you felt you learned by talking to low-level people at the White House?
Clay Johnson, one of his close friends from Andover and Yale, who became chief of presidential personnel, told me that early on when Bush became president, they had a deal with the Democrats that the White House was going to supply candidates for some independent boards, and the Democrats were going to supply some. And somehow the Democrats broke their word on what they were going to do and what they were going to support. And Clay Johnson said he went into the Oval Office and he said to the president, basically, we have to get back at them. And Bush said, if I get you right, Clay, you're talking about spite. And Clay said, yes, please join me in this spiteful act. And Bush said, no. I think that tells you a little bit about what he is really like.
When you're deciding as a voter what to think about an incumbent president, which do you think is more important, these questions of character or questions of what the person's administration as a whole has actually done over the last 4 years?
I think both. You have to look at track record and you have to look at character, but both should be considered as opposed to how well they smile on TV or even how well they do in debates.
Ron Kessler is the author of A Matter of Character, Inside the White House of George W. Bush. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.